Good morning. This is Akashvani, the news read by Saira Mujtaba. Calling Indian diaspora as Rashtraduts, Prime Minister Narendra Modi said they have always been the country's strongest brand ambassadors. The Prime Minister said this while addressing a large gathering of the Indian community at an event in Nassau Coliseum in Long Island, New York last night. Lauding the Indian diaspora's role in India-US bilateral relations, Mr. Modi said, for the world, AI stands for artificial intelligence, but he believes that AI also represents the American Indian spirit.
दुनिया के लिए एआई का मतलब है आर्टिफिशियल इंटेलिजेंस लेकिन मैं मानता हूं कि एआई का मतलब है अमेरिका इंडिया ये स्पिरिट है और वही तो नई दुनिया का एआई पावर है यही एआई स्पिरिट भारत अमेरिका रिश्तों को नई ऊंचाई दे रहा है.
The Prime Minister expressed gratitude towards U.S. President Joe Biden for hosting him at his home and said it is an honor for 140 crore Indians. Mr. Modi has announced that two new Indian consulates will be opened in the U.S. in Boston and Los Angeles. This expansion reflects India's commitment to strengthening ties with the Indian diaspora across the United States. The Prime Minister also announced the opening of a Thiruvalluvar Chair of Tamil Studies in the University of Houston. At the event, the Prime Minister gave the Pushpa Mantra for making India a developed nation. He said these five pillars together will build a Viksit Bharat. Mr. Modi said P stands for Progressive Bharat, U stands for Unstoppable Bharat, S stands for Spiritual Bharat, H stands for Humanity First Bharat and P stands for Prosperous Bharat. Pointing towards the vibrant democracy in the country, the Prime Minister said, recently India conducted the largest polling exercise in the world. He said his government again came to power for the third time in a row. Mr. Modi shared that in only 2 years since its launch, India's 5G network is now larger than America's 5G network and India is now working on Made in India 6G network. The Prime Minister highlighted that compared to the entire world, India's carbon emission is negligible. Prime Minister Narendra Modi held bilateral talks with Kuwait's Crown Prince Sheikh Sabah Al Khalid Al Sabah in New York in the wee hours today on the sidelines of UNGA. The leaders reviewed bilateral relations and discussed ways to further strengthen the historical linkages and strong people-to-people contacts. Prime Minister Modi also held talks with his Nepal counterpart KP Sharma Oli. The two leaders discussed matters of mutual interest to strengthen cooperation in all areas of age-old, multifaceted and expanding India-Nepal partnership. Prime Minister Modi also discussed emerging technology collaboration with business leaders at the CEO Roundtable. Mr. Modi met Dr. Krishna Singh of Holtec International and discussed Holtec's plan to expand manufacturing in India and the potential for boosting cooperation in the field of atomic energy. Union Minister of Commerce and Industry Piyush Goyal will visit Australia from today to participate in the 19th India-Australia Joint Ministerial Commission meeting. Mr. Goyal will co-chair the meeting with Minister of Trade and Tourism of Australia, Don Farrell, on Wednesday. During the meeting, both the countries will discuss ways to elevate bilateral economic engagement further. An Election Commission of India team led by Chief Election Commissioner Rajiv Kumar will be on a two-day visit to Ranchi beginning today to review preparations for the upcoming assembly elections in Jharkhand. The team, also comprising Election Commissioners Gyanesh Kumar and Subbir Singh Sandhu, will meet representatives of political parties in Ranchi today. India has struck historic double gold medals in 2024 Chess Olympiad in Budapest, Hungary. Both men and women teams emerged on top. In the open section, India's maiden title win was secured following Arjun Erigaisi's victory over Jan Subelja of Slovenia in the final round of the competition. In addition, in the women's section final, Indian women team defeated Azerbaijan to clinch the gold. And Prime Minister Narendra Modi has lauded the Indian contingent for winning gold in both open and women's category at the 45th Chess Olympiad. He congratulated the incredible men's and women's chess teams for their remarkable achievement. And that is the end of this news bulletin.